Rabbo, the Yosef Ascharin. Mash Rabbaya was there that they forced the master to free her now and let her become a Ascharin. And the Yomer Rav Nachum by Yitzchak Minin Hefka Nogabo. The reason was because before this she was like Hefka. In other words, she couldn't marry a Jew, she couldn't marry an Eved, so therefore she didn't have any husband, so she was like a Zayna then. She seemed to stop her from doing like Zlus, we have a right to free her. So here also then, if you had this Omer, how come Abaye said not to free her? So where it says no, what does one case have to do with the other case? I'll tell you here it's better. Wholesome, where this Omer was half freed, so here it's worse. Because loyli Eved Chazia, for loyli Ben Chayrin Chazia, she can't get married to an Eved in Eved Yisrael because she's half. She's half Ben Chayrin, right? So you can't marry off to an Eved, and for loyli Ben Chayrin, she can't get married to a Ben Chayrin because she's still Chati Shivcha. So therefore, since she can't get married to her husband at all, then nobody could watch her, so she has Nus. So then there was a big tzarech, very important, to free her. In order that she shouldn't do this nus, she should have a husband. But also, over here, true you have this omer. But after the miyachid lo liyavdei, omantelo. That's not going to have an eved ivri. You're allowed to give her a shifra kananis if you have. So therefore, since she's only a total eved, a omer, there's a way out. You could have been miyachid to an eved. And then the eved would watch her. So therefore, it's not such a big purpose of freeing her, therefore, by his said, you're not allowed to free her. Gufa, what we just learned before, that Amr Rav Yudah Mashmuel, called Amr Shachar Avdu, any Jew that frees his Eved Kenani, is over B'yesi, over in Yisra'asei. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Le'olam Behem Tavoidu, that there's a mitzvah to always work with them, and not to free them. Meisrei Habakasha, it says, Ma'isab Rav Eliezer, what's happened by Rav Eliezer? Shenich Nasa Beis HaKnesset, he once went to shul for Leimot Sa'asorim. He didn't find there wasn't a minyan there that day. There was only 9 people in shul. They wanted to daven the minyan. So what did he do? V'shichar Avdoi. So he was Meshachar as Eved Kenani. He had his Eved Kenani there. Mashma, this Eved Kenani has a loch like an isha. He's not in star for a minyan. So they only had 9. So what he did was, he freed his Eved Kenani. V'shlim Eliyasorah. And now they had 10 people there, so now they daven b'minyan. So you see, you are allowed to free your Eved Kenani. So the Gemara says, mitzvah shani, when you're doing it, l'shem mitzvah, then it's mutter. Here we did it, l'shem mitzvah was mutter. The question is, what does the mitzvah help? Still you're being over the Yisra Rasei? Before we always say, mayoma hayesa mehayesa, we don't say esi is doche another essay. It's only an essay is doche alav, not an essay an essay. So the Ritzvah learns here that what the Gemara means to say is, that this Yisra Asay, not to free your Eved Kenani, is only an Yisra Asay midirabonim. It's not midiraisa. So therefore, when you want to do a chashuv a mitzvah, tefillah b'tzibur, then you have a right, this essay is more chashuv. Even though tefillah b'tzibur is also not a mitzvah diraisa. There's no chiv midiraisa to daven b'tzibur, daven b'minyin. I think the Shoenim say that even though there's no chiv to, but when you do daven b'minyin, you makayim the mitzvah essay of in nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So when you do daven with the minyan, it's called you be mekayim the mitzvah diraisa. So therefore, to be mekayim the mitzvah diraisa, you have a right to go against this mitzvah derabbanan, not to free your Eved Kenani. All right, turn over. Yeah, mitzvah shani. Other rishon learned that mitzvah shani means the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah barabim. A mitzvah that's done barabim, that's more chashuv. Like 10 people doing the mitzvah together, a mitzvah the rabbim is more chashuv, for that you can be mantra, the isra asay, not the free, your Eved Kenani. Now turn around by a word like this. Le'olam behem tavoidu. The Pasuk says what? You're supposed to always work with your Eved Kenani. Rishus, didn't Rebbe Yishmuel. Stam Rishus, that means if you want to, you could. If you don't want to though, there's no isra to free him. Rashi says the Chiddush is Mishum Nasiv, because by the Shiva Samim it says you're supposed to kill them all out. So Pasuk has to tell you if this guy is not from the Shiva Samim, then you're allowed to use him for an Eved. But you don't have to, you could sell him, you could free him. We have Kiva Raymano Chayva. Kiva says it's a Chayv. So Marin says, V'dilma Reb Leza Sovolo Kaman Diyama Rishus. It's so old as the old Kash before upon Reb Leza that he freed his Eved. Maybe Reb Leza holds that it's only a Rishus. So, let's talk about it.
The Tanya Bedrick was, we learn clearly, Reb Lezer, why in the Chayva? Reb Lezer says, no, it's a Chayva. That was the Kashif. Reb Lezer holds it's a Chayva. That means you're not allowed to free your Eved Kanani. How is he able to free his Eved to make a minion? I, he's being over in Yisra Asay. So Teretz says, Mitzvah Shani. Whether we learn it because it's a mitzvah the Raisa, or we learn because it's a mitzvah the Rabbim, therefore this mitzvah, the Davin Barabim, to Davin Barabim, was doicha, this Isra say, not to free your Rebbe Kanani. Omar Rabbi says, Bahani Tlosimili, for three Averis like, Nachti Balabatim in Hussein. The people lost the property, the rich people became poor. One Aver was, the Mafki Averitayo Licherusa, that used to free the Rebbe Kanani. In other words, we hold it's an Issa. It's a Chayv, you're not allowed to. And they just freed the Rebbe Kanani for no purpose, so for that, they lost the property. Secondly, the Sayyid Nechsayyid Meshabata used to go on Shabbos and walk at the fields to see what they need. Used to look into their business on Shabbos. And third thing is, the Kaboyis of the Sayyid Meshabata Bidim Be Medrasha. There used to be a Drasha in Shul, the Rav used to learn with them. And his excuse was, I have to go home to have my Suda now. He took Maida's man, Peter Suda, the same time the Rav was given the drasha. So because of that, he became poor. Drashi, Kishachachem Dorish, the drasha of Rav and Meshabbis, Vem Yeshu Mesuda, Voilem Lahaktim Oliacher. It's a time upon them. They should have either eaten earlier, or else waited after the Shia. You don't have to make your Suda the same time the Rav was given the drasha. Some used to make an announcement, the Rav give a drush today at 1 o'clock. So if you want to eat, you have to eat before you eat afterwards. If you make your Zman Suda punkt 1 o'clock, that's an Aveir. The Yom Rav Chia Barab, Yom Rav Yechanan, Shtei Mishpachas Hoi Bishlayim, there were two famous Mishpachas in Yishlayim. Achaz Kovus Dosa B'Shabbato, the Achaz Kovus Dosa B'Yara Shabbos. One made a Suda on Shabbos, and some the wrong time, when the Rav made a drusha, and one made the Suda on Erev Shabbos. Ushtayim Nekrum, both were wiped out. So Rashi learns, Beren Shabbos means Bilel Shabbos. Vein kan Kovid Shabbos. The Kaimalon Kovid Yoin Kovid Lakod Laila. Right, you only had enough money for one Suda. So if you only have enough money for one big Suda, you're supposed to make the Suda by daytime at Shabbos, not at nighttime. Vein Oyim Mishavon and Mishvil Bitto Beis Medrash. Titsan, right, even though they had good intentions, that they wanted to have the Suda at night in order to be able to be freed all daytime, still there was something wrong. And other people, Rashi, other Pshat Rashi says, no, that they made the Suda Mamash in Erev Shabbos. V'chein b'chol yoim b'roiv oisher. Ha'b'b'hain miyu iki sura, sh'yitna z'shabbos g'shu soba v'letayva. But here was an Issa, they made a big Suda right before Shabbos. And that's not right. You're not supposed to have a big Suda before Shabbos. You're supposed to come into Shabbos that you still have a taiva, you still have to want to eat the Suda of Shabbos. Omar Rabba, Omar Rav, HaMakdish Avdoi, if the owner of an Eved goes and says, now I want to be Makdishin, he should know, Yotz Lecheres. What happens is, this Eved now goes out free. Why? My time, what's the reason? Gufay Loi Kodesh. To make the goof of the person Kodesh, you can't do. And Rashi says, Shainu Roi, you can't use an Eved on the Mizbeach. Lele Betek Abayas. That you don't mean to be Makdashim to give him a Kedushas Bedek Abayis. You can't put him into the minion. So that's not what you meant to say, that he himself should become Kodesh. Lidnei Loikomar. The other way, what you could have meant to say is, when you want to be Makdash Yerevid, you means, look, the Evid is worth $1,000. So what I mean to say is, let Al Sel or the Hegdish could sell the Evid, and the money should belong to Hegdish. But you didn't say that. Versus that, we don't say you meant, because Lidnei Loikomar. You did not say that. So therefore, what did you mean to say when you marked the Shereven? What you meant to say is, to Lehevei Am Kodesh Kamar, that he should be an Am Kodesh. He should be like a Jew. That's what he should be. So you meant to free him, therefore becomes out free. For Rav Yosef Amar Rav, Rav Yosef on the name of Rav, that HaMafkir Avdo Yosecheres. If the master is Mafka, Stam makes him Hefka, makes him Hefka, he gives up his money matters, he's also Yoslecheres. So man, the Yom Makdish, Kol Shechei Mafka. Now the Chiddush is, that by Makdish, you just mean to say you want to make it free, for sure when you Mafka him. But man, the Yom Mafka, no, only Mafka, he becomes free. Abu Makdish Loi, because Dumul of the Meikomer could be the master maybe meant to say, he wants to make him Hegdish means, the value, how much he's worth, I want to give the value to Hegdish. but not that I meant to free him. Iboilihu. Sarwaget shichur alay tzorach. In such a case where you makdish or you mask your evid to say God free, does it mean you have to still write him and get shichur? Or just the fact you made him hefker instead it should be hegdish, is that alone enough? So Tashma coming here, the Yom Rav Chiyam Arav and Yom Arav. Echad zeh v'echad zeh, yotzlet tzacheres, v'tzorach get shichur. As Rav argues on Shmuel, Rav holds that even though you're mafka, you're eved, that only helps to take off the money matters. But still, the kinyan haguf, the yisurim, is still upon him, and you have to write him, give him over, get shichra to free him. Omar Rav says, "Umasvina na shmaitin." I have a kasha now, shmaitin now. Oh, yes, the kasha. That it says, "Hamakdish nechosav," a man makes all his property hegdish, for ho you ben avodin. And part of his property was that he owned an Eved Kanani, he owned Avodim. It says, Eina Gizborim Mishoyim Loetzim Lecheres. The Gizborim now that takes over the Hegdish matters, they can't let him go out free. Abu Moichru Noisoi Liacherim. But this Gizbor could sell the Avodim to another person. Liacherim Loetzim Loetzim Lecheres. And these other people can let him go out free. But our co-ponim, you see clearly that when a person is Matnish is Nechosim, he meant to say the Avodim should also be Hegdish. So you see, you mean to be Makdish Revit. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, I'm in the eyes like this. Afu Naisen de Meyatzma v'yotzei. The Evid himself could pay the money to free himself. Mevneishu kemarchuloi. It's like he's selling it to him. So I call upon him as a cash and Rav. So Gemara says, Mas Nisen keromas alei de Rav. You warn me as a cash and Rav in the Mishnah. I tell you, the klal is Rav Tano Polig. Rav himself has a loch like a Tano that he could argue on a Mishnah. So you can't slug up Rav in the Mishnah. And Chanami, here it says that he does become Kaddish. It does have Ledmei. But Rav says, no, you mean to make him go out Lecheris. You don't mean to make him Ledmei. Toshima. With Ashna Pasek, Ach Kocherim. When you want to make something Hegdish, Kocherim, so with Meyodam, that means Elo Avodah Oshvachah Sakananim. That a person could be Makdish is Avodah and Shvachah Sakananim. So you see clearly you can make it Hegdish. So it says, no, Hokam Askinim, Diyom Ledmei. Here we're talking about that the Master said clearly, I want to be Makdish the value of my Evid. But the Mariyachi is so, Idach Nami, Diyom Ledmei. Maybe the Bryce before us says, no, Kash and Rav, maybe. So it's talking about what the Master said clearly Ledmei. The Mariyachi is so, why is it saying, Ena Gizbar Mishon Latin Lacheris, Gizbar Mayavir Tayu? If he only said Ledmei, he didn't mean to give over the Evid, so what is the Gizba doing here? He only meant to give the money to Hegdish, nothing more. Vesu, more than that, Avo Moichru Nois Nacherim, it says the Gizba can sell to somebody else, Vacherim Asinos Nacheris, Acherim Maravidatayu, what is Acherim doing here? That the first Master never meant to be Makdish as Evid, he only meant to say the value of the Evid I'm giving to Hegdish, but not that the Evid now belongs to Hegdish. Vesu, Rebbe, and Rebbe says, Reimer and the Yai say, Afu Naisen de Meyatzma, this Evid to pay his own money, V'yotze goes out free, V'vneishu Kumachla, it's like he's selling himself to Gizmor. For the Marvila de Mey, Mayim V'vneishu Kumachuloi. If it's on Mala de Mey, what is the Gadu Lamachuloi? So that's the proof that we're not talking about La de Mey. Therefore, it's another kind, another Raya, not like Rav. That's down when you mark the Shirevid, you also mean to mark the Shirevid. Toshma, Hamakdish Avdoi, says Oysa V'yachosh Lahikdish El Adam. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah. Again, the Gemara, Daf Lamed Chesem Abayz, the bottom Gemara we're holding again. The Shaila was again, if you Makdish Avdoi, when a person says he's Makdish, is Eved Kenani, what does it mean? Does it mean to say he goes out Lecheris, he means to make him like I'm Kaddish? What do we say? It means, no, he's Kaddish, Lidmei, that the value of him, like it's Kaddish, it belongs to Hegdish, Hegdish could sell him now. So the bottom line, next let's learn. Toshma, coming here, says, Hamaktish Avdai, if the owner, the master, is Maktish is Evid, so says Alocha, Oyser V'yoichel, that you should know this Evid now has the right to do work, and eat like to use it. In other words, his Maisi Yodayim, whatever he does not become Hegdish. Shaloi Higdish Eladomov, that the master was only Makdish the value of him. So Drashi, Vuloyoma Ela Harehu Hegdish Ladomov, Vevi Kakarko Behema Tumeya. It's like anybody wants to be Makdish Behema or Makdish Karka, you could do it.
There you see, if somebody is makdish his avdoi, hitaka means that it's chal hegdish on it. Just not that the eved is really kaddish. It just means l'demei. They mean to say like the value of the eved. The eved is hegdish for its value. So you see, not like before. Before we said that Rav said hamakdish avdoi is yosel echeres. So it's not like Rav. So Morin says, "Homani Rav